It's incredible that we share the world with this sage, this holy Talmud Chacham, that may be part angel. Just listen here to how the great Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky acted just 3 years ago on the holiday of Yom Kippur. The story is too good not to share immediately. I heard it from my first Seder Chavrusa, who heard it from a friend who was actually in the Beis Medrash of Philadelphia at the time. He told me that it was odd that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he walked into Yom Kippur davening, and all of the gentlemen, the married ones, were clothed in white, their kittels adorning them, some with the white yarmulkes from the Yeki Minhag. But white, a minhag to wear on Yom Kippur. But it was odd because the great Rosh Yeshiva of Philadelphia, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he was wearing a fire engine bright red tie. An interesting choice. It definitely raised some eyebrows. It definitely doesn't seem on brand with what the Rosh Yeshiva normally wore on Yom Kippur. And just like any other great story, there needs to be one of those rather rambunctious bachrim or attendant of the Rosh Yeshiva that asks the great sage why he acted a certain way. So brazenly but respectfully, one person, after Yom Kippur was over, asked the Rosh Yeshiva, why is it that you wore, that the Rosh Yeshiva wore, a red tie on Yom Kippur? Shmuel said, well, there was a bachur who came over to me erev Yom Kippur and asked if, even though it is a minhag, kind of a quasi halacha, to wear white on Yom Kippur, he didn't really have the necessary funds to buy a new tie. And the only tie he owned, he got from his parents when he came to yeshiva, it was a red tie. Is it okay, the bachur asked Rav Shmuel, if he wears a red tie? The Rosh Yeshiva answered the question and told him, of course, it's just a minhag, yes, however he answered him. But yeah, red is fine. But the Rosh Yeshiva, sensing that maybe the boy will feel a little bit still self-conscious about it, waltzed in to the Beis Medrash of Philadelphia, also adorning this glorious red tie to make sure that the bachur shouldn't feel out of place. The attention to be turned to the Rosh Yeshiva, people overlooking the tie, not even caring, perhaps it was now cool and in to wear the red tie because that's what the Rosh Yeshiva does. But see the wisdom and the chachma that the sages, that the great ones take in caring about others. Such a powerful story. Let us take it practically and use our own wisdom to see how to alleviate others' pain, and really care for our fellow Jews.